Dying Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
So we're back, yes, on the DA. And on Friday, we chatted to Masechaba Sefularu. She was part of our team that covered this conference this weekend. Just to kind of, yeah, come full circle. How did the conference go? How close was it in the end?
Geez, so we don't have actual numbers. That's one thing they didn't want to do. That's the electoral committee, right? Reveal the actual numbers from the voting. But we do know that from speaking to people on the ground that it's about 84, round about there, that went to John Steenhuisen and Mpoka, just under 16, if not a little bit less than that. And yeah, so it was a landslide win, if you want to call it that, right? Steenhuisen, right?
Back,
he took it.
Back in charge of the DA. And kind of unsurprising.
Yeah, look, I mean, we did also speak about it on Friday, right? We kind of thought that this is the way it'd go, and it went exactly the way we predicted. One talking point, though, that has emerged since the Congress was that, the DA top leadership doesn't look any different from what everyone else expected, and this is likely going to work against them as well. We're back again speaking about color, speaking about, you know, the race dynamic. The DA itself went into this entire thing talking about just how diverse they are. They're likely more diverse than any other party in this country. And they believe that that is reflected in their top leadership.
The fact that we knew Mpo wasn't going to even come close just tells you everything you need to know about the makeup of that party.
I think the diversity comes in the qualifications of the leadership. That's where they are
so
the most
goes
diverse.
From a trick to doctrine. 100%. Started from the bottom, now we're leader.
but I think one of the things that struck me from the weekend and just observing things is the one concept that John Steenhuisen now wants to take forward is so-called moonshot pact. And this is aimed at next year's election. And please correct me if I'm wrong, Masechaba, but looking at the election and because we're looking at a coalition. John quoted statistics saying that the stats they have puts their party support in the national polls at 26% and the ANC falling as far as 40%. I don't know. We'll have to see if that holds. But this is what we've been saying and explained well, that our future lies in coalition politics.
And I'm going to come back to the point I made weeks ago when you've been watching the way Tshwane has been trading back and forth and Ekurhuleni and Joburg. I mean, once we start doing that with the ministers in government, that's not going to be fun.
And that's the precise concern, right? Because John made that announcement, but already there's been some sort of backlash. We know that Connie Melder from the Freedom Front Plus has already said, okay, this is looking a little bit dodgy. We've already been in talks. We've already been working together. But nobody really wants to be led by the Democratic Alliance. And that's the kind of sentiment that, you know, is going around right now. We know that actually what played out in the city of Johannesburg has a lot to do with the fact that the small coalition partners were feeling like the DA is trying to play big brother. But I mean, when John talks about it, because I've been listening to him speaking to all the other radio stations today, we'll get there, we'll talk to him too. But he's been speaking about how because they've got the bigger chunk of, you know, the bigger slice of the pie, it only makes sense that they lead these coalitions should they happen. However, the key thing here is we're waiting to see how the EFF is going to react to everything that he said in his speech, which was basically, we'll do whatever it takes to make sure that the EFF doesn't come into government. And that's the possibility of an ANC and EFF coalition, which he says spells out doomsday. His words were that what happened in Zimbabwe will look like a dress rehearsal.
Oh, is that what he said?
Not dramatic at all.
No.
It's fascinating because, I mean, I saw the arguments, you know, I've seen the criticism online saying, oh, look, it's very male again, it's very pale again. And I've heard the DA push back and saying, you know, we had 2,000 delegates from a wide range of places and this is what everyone voted on, so everyone should respect that. And cool, that is an argument. But you also, if you want to grow and if you want to be seen to be more appealing to more people, because that is where you get more votes, you know, you have to. It's a PR exercise. At the end of the day, it's a marketing exercise. It's a branding exercise. And we as voters, especially, I mean, I count myself amongst the politically homeless in South Africa. There's no one really who carries any, you know, favor in my court. I just want to hear options and I want to hear something that sounds appealing.
Mm. Well, to be quite fair, actually, to the Democratic Alliance, I don't feel like any of the political parties, like you say, have actually just given us that alternative, that kind of feeling that, okay, if I don't go this way, then maybe I'll go the other way, right? But yeah, I guess it's just going to be an interesting year or so where we're going to see them all try and bring out the best of what they have to convince us that they actually are worth our cross.
Well, it's about time everyone steps up and starts telling us what their plans are going to be.
Absolutely, because being politically homeless a year before the election is not a lick of feeling.
It feels bad.
But I'm not politically taxless. Ik betaal my tax, but I don't know where's happening, what's happening where.
Can I just ask, why all the secrecy when it comes to the DA and the voting and all that sort of stuff? I mean, you said before, even the debates that happened was in secret and behind closed doors. Now we don't even know the numbers and how the numbers were. Why all the secrecy if you want to be the kind of political party that wants answers from the ANC, but you don't want to do things open
I've
book?
Asked this question on the internet. The answer was join the party if you want to find out, which is an answer.
It's not a great answer, but it's an
Illuminati party. You find out if you join us.
So what's going to be interesting to me is if the DA pegs their own support at 26%, and they're banking on a massive drop for the ANC. And I'll be the one to say the unpopular thing, perhaps, and following on what Master Chaba noted around race and the party and how how they need to address that. I think it's going to be a push for them to get your historically ANC vote to vote for what you yourself have said, Rob, looks pretty much the same, and to vote for John Steenhuisen. And to that leap, this is what we need to watch in terms of how do they position the party, their solutions, and a moonshot pact. We're shooting for the moon.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see at the end of the day, right? It doesn't look like in the past there's been a shift in that direction before. I see no reason to think it's going to be different this time. Marun Salsin, everyone's got a year to show us, put their best foot forward to try and convince us to do some more stuff. But, you know, I'm just going to say that over the course of the last however long, I haven't heard anyone say anything convincing thus far. So we'll wait and see.
Yes,
Master
we Chava,
shall. Thank you. We appreciate you this afternoon.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.